Saturday, June 27th is a big day of activities for Junction Days in Red Oak. Elaine Carlson, Executive Director of the Red Oak Chamber and Industry Association, gives us some information on some of those Saturday events.
And then Saturday's festivities, you know, we have the traditional lineup, the Rotary Club, Pancake Feed, our annual fun run and walk. I just had neighbor Matt Davis stop by yesterday, mm-hmm. and we are putting together a meeting. John Blumstead has helped us every year, and Deb, and we've got a few other folks that'll be on hand. Dan Pollock helps us with the timing system and all of that. So yeah. Without those volunteers, we couldn't pull this event off either. So that's happening. Our vendor fair, we're already getting those sign-ups. If you have something you want to promote, that you want to sell, this is a great opportunity for, you know, a group to fundraise, to be a vendor mm-hmm. at Junction Days. The vendor fair is from 8 a.m. till 4 o'clock that afternoon when festivities kind of wind down. And then the all-popular traditional grand parade. I know you and Melanie are always there helping us with that event as well. That will same start, 10:30 lineup. We don't need to be at the fairgrounds any sooner than and I think 9 o'clock
same,
is soon enough.
Same route. Yep. Okay.
Yep. So that's always a great time. And of course all the class reunions have their floats and yep. So it's fun. Family Fun Zone will be going up shortly after the parade is over in the same location on the east side of the square. So we've got different inflatables again this year and all sorts of activities planned for that area. The Beverage Garden with live music will be in the same location as where we've been. It seems to work really well and has been easily accessible, as well as just to organize and set up and have everything right there in the yep. square. The cornhole tournament, that's becoming, we fill up with teams right away for that tournament that same afternoon, and that will also be located in the Beverage Garden. Now, keep in mind, during the day, you have to provide an ID to get a wristband
yes.
to buy adult beverages. But this is a family kind of experience. People want to watch the cornhole tournament or participate as a family. So all ages are allowed in the Beverage Garden at that time. When we switch over to, and the day activities have wrapped up, when we switch over to the evening bands and things, then it will be just closed off for
makes sense.
You know, 21 yeah. and over.
You yep. bet.
So, you know, we're always looking at opportunities for people to have fun and mm-hmm. maybe help be a fundraiser as well with whatever it is. But with Junction Days, it's like, and we've talked about this before, our board and in the office. So we're looking at getting a dunk tank.
Oh.
And I already have a couple people that are
lined up for the
city
dunk tank?
Leaders, I yeah. would say, community leaders that have agreed to do it.
Thanks to Elaine Carlson, Executive Director of the Red Oak Chamber and Industry Association, for that information on Saturday, June 27th, events of Junction Days. For a complete schedule, you can visit the online community calendar at kcsifm.com or the Chamber's website, redoakiowa.com. Get out and enjoy Junction Days activities.